Two online charter schools could serve up to 3,000 students in North Carolina next year. They would be the first schools of their kind in the state. The state school board asked those groups some tough questions this week. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Online charter schools have been trying to open in North Carolina for a few years now, but plenty of questions about public funding, withdrawal rates, and the academic quality of these schools have kept that from happening. School board member John Tate of Charlotte worries online charters might become schools of the privileged, since they require computer and internet access.
If I'm poor, how am I going to utilize your service?
Sure. I'm going to answer you a few different ways.
That's Brian Setzer with North Carolina Connections Academy.
But so much of what we applied for, Mr. Tate, was what was dictated to us. It was said, these are the parameters, now come within them. And we advocated for over a year that that's not the funding models in other states that have been successful, etc.
In short, the school's budget does not include money to lease computers or provide internet access to families who can't afford them. The other group, North Carolina Virtual Academy, said that it can supply families with those things. Under state law, the online schools would receive about $5,000 per student from the state, nearly the same as their brick-and-mortar counterparts. But they wouldn't get as much from local districts. The two schools applying would be operated by for-profit companies that run online charters in other states, Connections Academy and K-12 Inc. School board member Becky Taylor has concerns.
How are you a quality public school for our North Carolina families?
Well, the first response is I'm trying to run a school in North Carolina.
Setzer said Connections Academy has learned from successes and failures in other states.
We tried to take the best instructional approaches from those different states, and then we changed the accountability model in North Carolina. We have a one-year contract with the EMO.
That means if Connections Academy isn't getting the job done, the school isn't stuck with the company, he said. A special review committee gave the two charter schools the go-ahead last month. The State Board of Education plans to vote on them in February. However, it's unclear what happens if the board turns the schools down, since state law requires the school board to establish a pilot program for online charters starting in the fall. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.